Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, longtime legendary news anchor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dale Hansen for WFAA ABC affiliate over there, is our guest here on the Daily Ticker. We talked about the Big Ten postponing their season potentially to spring. The Pac-12 probably going to follow suit. But the most unknown to me in the Power 5 is the Big 12. We've heard rumblings. They lean one side, they lean the other. I don't know what to make of it. So Dale Hansen's our guest here on the Daily Ticker. Dale, first of all, thank you for joining us today. I hope everything's going well for you over there in Dallas. What is your read on the Big 12 as of now?
Well, I would think that they would have to follow suit. But you have to understand, this is Texas and this is the South. So, you know, we don't really like to consider science very much in anything that we do, especially the way almost all of the southern governors have handled the coronavirus. So I still think it's a 50-50 split right now. I would think they have to follow suit, the Big Ten, and certainly if the Pac-12 joins in. But nothing surprises me with what southern governors and southern officials come up with.
Now, what is your reaction? I mean, that bombshell coming down. I think most of us were expecting it to happen with the Big Ten, and as you mentioned, the Pac-12 likely following suit here in the next hour or so. But just your reaction, man. It's a pretty remarkable news day of the Big Ten not playing football in the upcoming season. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a huge story, obviously, and I'm disappointed. I think like any college football fan, I mean, I love college football. It's I just think it's an outstanding game, but I do think it's the right decision. I'm one of those on the side of thinking that we've never handled this coronavirus situation correctly at all. That's been the biggest problem, is that here we are 5 months into this and we're still debating about whether it's a serious issue or not. And that's been the problem. We've never had a national plan. We've never attacked it the way so many other countries have. But I just don't think there's any question that they couldn't play the games. I mean, I get it that the younger players are in great shape and that, you know, it doesn't appear to be as serious for younger people. But we still don't know that yet either. But the fact that so many other people can be impacted by the spread of the virus is I think, a huge problem. And as much as I hate it, as you say, I do think it was expected, and I do think it's the right decision.
Yeah. Dale Hansen is our guest here on the Daily Ticker, longtime news anchor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, Texas football it's legendary, it's iconic, it's one of the blue bloods of the sport. They haven't had quite the success since they won that title years ago. They came close, I think, in 2009, but since then, not quite what people had the standards for. Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, however, has had a great run the last few years. He's been very outspoken about it. He was one of the coaches in the Big 12, and being in that state is controversial enough to say what he said, and that was, we can't rush kids back. Let's wait, let's wait, let's wait. Do you think Oklahoma is kind of the swinging you-know-what of the Big 12, or is that still Texas to you?
No. It's one advantage of being in North Texas, and we have about as many Oklahoma fans following our broadcast as we do Texas fans, quite honestly. And you know, at the same time, we're such a big state, and you know, with so many different schools, people around the country. Every time I do interviews like with you guys, Brandon and Andy, is that there's always this Texas reference to UT, and it's really not that way here. I mean, we have you know, Texas Tech and Texas A&M and Baylor's and TCU have taken on a bit of a national identity lately. So it's not quite as strong as it is, like, you know, like where I come from in Nebraska or something, where, you know, the one university school was the end all be all. But yeah, I like Lincoln Riley a great deal. I like their football program. I like the way they play. And the fact that I do think he's handled it a little bit better than what we're hearing from a lot of the Texas coaches is somewhat impressive to me as well. But now Oklahoma's kind of driving the whole thing, and Tom Herman and Texas are playing catch up. They do appear to be making some improvements, but a lot of people thought when Tom Herman came in, it was back to the mm-hmm. to the glory days, and that just hasn't developed.
Yeah, it feels like, Dale, the next debate we're going to head to, if we continue to get these decisions from conferences, is will a spring football season work? Because the Big Ten didn't cancel. They postponed, and they're going to be hopeful for a spring football season. The viability of that, when I say spring football, how does that work in your mind, or does it work?
Well, spring football, when it's like the XFL, doesn't work for me, and I've never been a big fan of that. But I do think college football would work. I mean, I really do. I think one, college football is just that big, and then because of all the outside influences of having to postpone, I think would make it very doable. I think if indeed it's possible, and we get the virus under control, where it's safer for players to play. Yeah, I think on a one-time deal, I think it absolutely would work. I wouldn't want to see it on a regular basis. And like I said, I don't like the, you know, the spring pro football leagues have never appealed to me much. But, you know, you start up in January, February, March. Yeah, I could go with a little college football right then, and I think most of the country could.
Dale, forgive me for not knowing. I could have looked this up and done some research, but sometimes I'm a lazy radio host. How are you guys?
I don't know why I bother.
how are you guys dealing with it? I know you had a big flare up not too long ago. Maybe you're still dealing with it, but it also seemed like you were still having the governor of Texas come out and say they expect to have 30,000 people at a football game come fall. Where are you guys at as a state right now? And in general, just having that idea of putting thousands of people at a football game.
Well, that's been the problem from the get-go. I mean, I think our state leadership has been incredibly incompetent, and I've said so on the air many times. I've done commentaries about it. You know, you might have heard the fantastic quote of our lieutenant governor, who said a couple of months ago that if old people have to die, so be it. The economy is more important. And I said on the air, hey, good, you first. You know, get to the head of the line. And everybody was like, oh, my God, how is it possible that an old fat sportscaster could make jokes about the lieutenant governor on the air? And I said, well, one, I have been around that long, and two, he is that stupid. So it's relatively easy for me to do. But yeah, I mean, it's been a big problem. I mean, we've had no competent leadership in the state of Texas from the beginning of this thing. And you remember the story where the beauty salon operator just tore up the summons about shutting down her beauty salon, and then the governor backed down because she violated his own order, and then he basically apologized to her for asking her to follow his order. I mean, that's the kind of leadership we've had in Texas, and I think it's been an embarrassment. I mean, it's been an absolute embarrassment. We've had a spike in cases. It does seem to be slowing down a little bit again. Mm-hmm. Because you know, the governor has tried to get people to wear masks and to cut back on the social mingling, and the bars have been closed and that kind of thing. But it's been hit and miss from the beginning. Yeah. Absolutely hit and miss from the beginning. And it's a disgrace. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah. It's hard to get the horse back in the barn once the doors are already open. On a brighter note, I want to ask you, Dale, on a more positive note, the NBA bubble is going fantastic. And we got a showdown tonight between the Blazers and the Mavericks. How are people down there feeling about Dallas? I mean, it's just been incredible to watch Luka lately. And your thoughts on that game today?
Yeah, well, again, it depends on whether or not they want to play. I hate the fact that the NBA decides yesterday, for example, that, you know, with the Utah game, that, you know, Luka Doncic is not going to play, Porzingis is not going to play. I mean, my gosh, they're playing such a short season here. I mean, such a short schedule, and these young guys can't play. I mean, did Michael Jordan ever sit out a game? Did Jerry West sit out a game? Did Bob Cousy sit out a game, for goodness sakes? I mean, it drives me nuts. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. As excited as you're going to get about a basketball game, you have to check and see if the better players are going to play. But assuming they do, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm telling you, this Doncic kid is incredible. I mean, he is absolutely incredible. They make the trade for Porzingis, and what was so funny, he turned in like to our Bryson DeChambeau health guy. He pops on about 30 pounds in 1 year's time. And I hope he did it legally and ethically and everything, you know. But I mean, all he had to do was put a straw hat on that guy and there wouldn't have been a crow within 100 yards of him. But now he looks like a full-blown, filled-out NBA-type player. And I think he's developing into a big force too. But the Mavericks probably need one more guy. And, you know, Portland's struggling a little bit. But you know, the key point you make is that bubble system. But unfortunately, I think that's what it takes.
Yeah.
A bubble system where they lock him down, and then you can have some TV entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the NFL schedule of flying around the country is going to work. Baseball's been hanging on, but they've had problems. But, you know, I don't know. I said this the other day. I think the NFL has to be watching every baseball game in America to see if Major League Baseball can pull this off. Mm-hmm. And if Major League Baseball can pull it off, then maybe the NFL can pull it off. But certainly the NBA has, and it's been fun. I mean, TV sports work. The great Tex Schramm, the former Cowboys president years ago, I'll never forget this. We were talking about how good the TV production of a football game is, and I'll never forget. We were in California, and he told me one night his biggest concern was is that the game would turn into a studio sport, that the games were so good on TV that people aren't going to pay a lot of money to sit in the upper deck of the end zone to watch an NFL football game. And I find it now, I don't understand why people go to games. I mean, I really don't. I'm watching the NBA games, and you go to a Mavericks game, and the Mavericks have a beautiful facility, but you're so far away, you can't hardly see the players.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to see the replays. You don't get to see the controversial calls, et cetera. I don't know. I think we might be creating a system where people are going to wake up and say, I don't want to stand in line for the bathroom, and I don't want to pay $14 for a hamburger anymore. And then I think the sport could be in trouble. But for right now, I love watching it, and I'm looking forward to watching the Mavericks in Portland today.
Yeah, yeah, Dale, you just can't beat being shirtless in basketball shorts with a beer on the couch watching the game versus being way up top and not seeing anything.
Yeah, and when you're as old as I am, there's no waiting in line at the bathroom, and that's incredibly important. You know, so.
All right, we'll get you out of here with this, Dale, because we appreciate whenever we can get you on the show. You're one of our favorites over there in the Midwest. Let me get you out of here with this. What is your gut prediction of what the Big 12 will decide? Will they follow whatever the SEC does, or do you think they will conclude if two conferences are postponing and trying for spring, they go in on that idea?
Well, and again, it's only a bit of an educated guess, but I think they'll shut it down. I think it definitely if the Pac-12 follows suit. I mean, and I don't think for a moment that the Big Ten would have made this decision and been out there all by themselves. And I do understand that players and coaches want to play and all that. I get that. But yeah, my pick is, if you're forcing me to pick one, is that we're not going to see college football until at least January. And I think it might be a little bit iffy even then. But I think the Pac-12 will follow suit. And I think, unfortunately, all of them will have to. And I do think it's the right decision. As much as that makes me unpopular in Texas with a lot of people, I still think it's the right decision. It's incredibly unfortunate. But I just don't think you can put the virus in full-blown contamination mode by, you know, having guys banging around on one another playing football. And if I thought for a moment that 19 and 20 year old kids would follow all the rules, I'd feel better about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure as hell didn't when I was 19 and 20, and I doubt very seriously that most of these kids would either.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our favorites, Dale Hansen, WFAA ABC affiliate over there, longtime Dallas Fort Worth anchor. He's great. Find him on YouTube, find him on Twitter. He's one of our faves. Dale, thanks so much for hopping on with us in Portland and talking a little Mavericks and mostly college football, man.
It's my pleasure, guys. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.